Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
So yeah, this blade of sunlight basically just slices into Strahd like butter. His exclamation at his seeing this sword that he claims is his brother's is sort of cut short at the end and sort of devolves into this sort of gurgling scream of pain.
Not to mention his shock, because I was so well hidden before.
That's right. There she is! says Strahd. Your sun sword that you've hidden away so carefully and craftily all this time has finally made the ultimate surprise attack.
I put it in the wrong pocket, that's why.
Yep, that'll do it. You thought your pocket watch was there the whole time. Who knows where that is? That'll be our next campaign.
It's in my sun sword hilt.
Oh, damn it. There's my campaign out the window.
It's gone!
Jesus Christ! Alright, I've got a lot of writing to do. He sort of looks down almost in incredulously seeing this blade and basically the hilt just protruding out. And then lightning fast, his hand is going to flash down. He's going to try to clamp around your hand that's grabbing the hilt of this. And that is a 28 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. So, he reaches down, and he deals 8 bludgeoning damage as his fingers sink into you. And then they just start to squeeze into your hand. Like your wrist and bottom part of your hand. It's this indomitable sort of just death hold on you. Mm. And I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. So a total 7.
So yeah, with a total of 7, you basically lose any kind of strength in this hand. It kind of goes limp. Oh. And your grip on the sun sword is released.
Oh my gosh.
The blade is extinguished. And before the hilt falls to the ground, he grabs it with his free hand.
Oh, no! Oh,
crap. That's bad. Guys, I just gave Strahd the sword, sorry.
So
you did it on purpose.
How many did I lose total? Just 8?
Yeah, you only lost 8. He looks like he put the rest of his strength, rather than sinking necrotic death damage into you, is just to make you drop this magic sword. So, Will, you see... this little woman you've been traveling with deal this devastating blow to Strahd, and then he seems to stop it in its tracks, and he's currently lifting up this hilt just in front of his eyes, just staring at it. He seems almost transfixed by it. What are you doing?
Oh, crap. I am so weak, you guys. I'm so sorry. It's like everything I have is for, like, tricking people and shit. I don't have...
Well, trick him! Wait, did you say the blade disappeared or just went out?
The blade extinguished. It's something where you're wielding. It's like how you have it stored. It just looks like a hilt, basically.
Okay.
You have to wield it and have intent to have the blade appear. And as soon as you dropped it, the blade went away. So not the whole thing, just the sun blade.
Gotcha.
Okay, I'm going to try to cast Chromatic Orb. And what I'm going to try to do is roll it. This is going to sound funny, but I whirl my hands around. It's like a baseball. I throw it like a baseball. Hmm. But I'm going to try to bowl it. So I'm going to move. Here, sorry. Take this for a second.
All right, thank you.
I just need to move my character, and it's hard. I don't have any room. I'm going to move him towards the edge of this circle.
So for the listeners, he's moving kind of closer to Strahd, away from the stairs, but still staying within this magic circle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be whirling my hands around this whole time, and I'm going to be trying to bowl this chromatic orb behind him, like,
uh-huh,
placing it right there and use thunder damage in the hopes that if I can, if it's this, like, concussive blast, uh-huh. maybe that he'll drop the, because I don't want him to have that. That's not good.
Okay.
So that's my goal. So, here I go, and I'll probably roll terribly, guys. I am very sorry. I am not meant for battles.
All right, so do you put a little spin on it? Does Will bowl in Tivoli? Is he in a league?
It's called Tivoli for those.
Yes, it is! All
right, that'll be our pork fried dice themed bowling alley. Guys, start working on your
Flash
puns.
Ice cream parlor.
Yep. This all falls under the pact, so we'll all work on it together when okay. we can focus on it, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to bowl it behind him, you know, so that it's right, it's right under his feet. I don't want to hurt anybody else, but
yeah,
I'm
trying.
Yeah,
what's the range on it? What's the radius on it? It's just an attack on a person, I think. I so, yeah, it doesn't, anything, it's not, so. It, you, yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're targeting him, so it'll kind of home in on him.
Picture it landing right beneath, right between his feet.
Right, blasting up into his nutsack.
That is.
Your spell attack bonus. It's probably okay, so it's the same 16. As your spell attack.
That probably doesn't fucking hit him.
All right. So, this little mini, what is it, duck pin bowling or candlestick bowling? One of those candle weird pin. Things that, yeah, candle
yeah,
pin. They do it up
small.
In New England.
Yeah.
Those weirdos.
Hey, they're great. Those weirdos are great.
Rip Van Winkle did it or something. Wasn't that mentioned in that story? I don't know. I don't know why I associate it with that. Anyway, that's... The most important thing, I should focus on
You're
that,
thinking
but instead
about Ichabod Crane. Ichabod Crane.
Okay.
Wasn't that New York? That's not even New
Sleepy
England.
Sleepy Hollow? Yeah.
That's New York. Fuck, guys. Never mind.
I think Rip Van Winkle's New York, too.
I thought it...
Catskills.
Oh, you I know think. What? You might be right. I don't know.
Cherry Barovia.
Leave a 5-star review if you're Rip Van Winkle and tell us where you live.
I was trying to make an ice cream out of St. Markovia's Abbey.
St. Markovia's Abbey. Yeah. That's a good one.
Mm.
Chocolate Markovia. No!
No.
Dumb.
Macadamia.
St. Macadamia's Abbey.
It's not even ice cream. This is a nut.
Well, it's a nut, yeah.
Guys!
Sorry.
Ah, I hate my brain sometimes.
Was that Strahd?
No, that's the Davian, the Ravian.
Davian yep, the Raven. Yep.
Ah, guys! I'm dead! You found my tomb! And all my feathers! You broke my wine bottle!
Aww.
So yeah, this ball of energy seems to behave quite like you would imagine, just a regular ball that you've rolled along the floor.
Sweet.
It's like the only toy Will had as a kid growing up.
Oh, probably.
It was a ball.
Probably.
A wooden ball.
Probably.
Aww.
I know. But it's all paid off. It was worth it.
Yes!
If you had had other toys, if you had an Atari or something like that, there's no way you would have been able to do this.
I'm glad they didn't have Ataris in Tivoli. I mean, they did, but only the rich
But Will didn't
them.
Have one. Yeah. So, yeah, this ball bounces and skitters along the marble. It has not been waxed like a normal bowling lane would. So
oiled?
Oiled?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Lubed.
Hasn't been lubed.
But it skitters along and does come to rest directly beneath his feet. And it sort of explodes upward in this concussive blast.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Do I get to roll damage?
You do get to roll damage.
Yes! After like 10 minutes of us discussing ice cream flavors. All right, let's see.
and Tivoli lanes.
Tivoli lanes.
It also sounds
oh
like a disease.
Oh my god, 8! Yes, 8! 3, 11. Oh, come on, 14.
Yeah, it's not 41.
Yeah, it's not Cone of Cold powered.
So yeah, this blasts upward into him, and he takes sort of a staggering step in place, but he does not lose his grip on the Sun Sword hilt, unfortunately. And it's Strahd's turn.
Oh.
He sort of holds out a hand against the wall to steady himself as he's staring at this hilt. Then he looks down and focuses almost through it at you, Rafina. Mm. He closes his grip on this hilt And you hear this sort of, like, squealing sound, kind of like screeching metal, but also kind of like a scream.
Oh.
And it's just crumpled in his grip.
Wow.
The hilt is?
Yes. And then with that hand, he reaches out and tries to smash you in the face.
Wow.
Me?
Rafina. You.
And I have such a nice face.
And that is a 21 to hit.
Hang on. I'm pretty sure that hits. That hits.
Me too. Yeah. All right. So that does 8 bludgeoning damage and 14 necrotic damage. And then with the other hand, he's going to reach out and attempt to hurt Nick with a sort of a clawed hand. Clawed. And that is, speaking of Taboli lanes...
Oh, not again!
A natural 20.
Crap.
All right, so Nick takes 20 bludgeoning damage, and now he has Nick's throat grasped, like he had you grappled, Bathwack. So yeah, Bathwack, you see the sun sword just sort of crumple under his grasp, and then almost at once, sort of with both hands, and it almost feels ridiculous, except you see the results of it. He lashes out with both hands, basically at the same time, smashing Rafina in the face, and also hitting Nick and having him, he has him clamped down underneath his grip. So what are you doing in response to this?
Does Lank move after me?
Out of meta, yes, he would.
Sorry. I mean, I would have known, right? In certain,
yes. In the way you would, in the meta terms, he goes after you in the initiative order.
All right. So I have no choice but to heal a bit. So you do that.
Okay. Everybody hears some muttered draconic again.
Yeah.
With a lisp? Yeah, your face is smashed in.
Yeah.
So
some of it mends now. Maybe I don't have all my teeth.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I can do that. Who looks most injured to me? Nick, Rafina, or Lank? Can I really tell?
You probably are.
Either Rafina or Lank, I'm not exactly sure.
I'm down to 44 out of 74.
Yeah, no, you don't have to tell me. Okay. I mean, I just saw him grab the sun sword, hit you, and crush it. Okay, so I'll cast Shield of Faith around Rafina.
Okay.
Your armor class goes up by 2.
My armor class goes up by 2?
Yeah. Just remember it. Don't modify it.
Oh, it's not permanent.
No, it's not permanent.
Does that look like anything? Can anybody see that, or can she even feel it?
Yeah, well, she'll notice it. It's a green shimmering aura that's around her. So it's the same one that I usually wear.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same color as Steed!
Is it the same size as what goes around Bathwack?
No, I think she
takes out her spiritual weapon and it's a washing machine and she washes it on hot, dries it on hot, and it shrinks down to her. Come on, guys. That's gotta be
what is exactly what happens. Yeah.
That joke is too domestic for me. Oh. I didn't get it.
Who are you? The guy from Men in Black?
I'm Davian.
Oh, okay.
Need sugar and water.
I said,
don't do it.
All right. Is there anything else you're doing, Bathwack?
I just need to decide if I'm going to move.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all I can do. So I'm going to, I don't know, I'm going to run, I'm curious about this field. So I'm going to run to the edge of it on the other side of, let's see, 10, 20, 25, close to Rafina.
Okay. You're
just behind Rafina, but I'm inside the field that Esmeralda created.
Right. Yeah, you pass through it like there's nothing there. And yeah, you're within this shimmery field. You can see out through it perfectly fine. Nothing inhibiting your vision or anything like that.
I'm not dead or on fire or anything like that.
Nope. And as Bathwack runs into there, Strahd reaches out and pulls... Or he's not. He has reached out. He's got his hand around Nick's throat.
Oh, no.
And he pulls him in and he attempts to dig his teeth
into
Nick's throat. And that hits. Alright. So, that does 7 piercing damage to Nick, plus an additional 10 necrotic damage.
Uh-oh.
And also, Nick's hit point maximum is reduced by 10.
Oh. Crap.
And you see Strahd, some of his wounds sort of seal up a little bit.
Oh, we can't let him do that!
So yeah, Lank, you see Strahd sort of feed on the energy of poor, innocent Nick there as Bathwack runs past into this magic cylinder. So what are you doing?
I'm going to try to get Nick to get Strahd off of him.
You can definitely get there. It's not that far away.
Standard Holy Axe attack.
Standard Holy Axe attack. Ice cream flavor. Go!
That is a 22 to hit.
That hits Strahd.
That is 21 with 9 radiant.
In, like, 21 total? 9
21
of which
total,
is radiant?
And okay. 9 of those are radiant.
Got it. All right.
And, yeah, I'm going to go at him with a weapon again.
All right. You're just hacking away at him, cutting off bits of flesh.
I'm going for his arms, uh-huh. Since he's grappling Nick. I'm going, like, yeah. up at the shoulder, not not right at the wrist, where I slip and Nick suddenly has other problems.
Yep.
So second attack, that is 25 to hit.
That definitely hits. Lank is good at hitting things.
Yes.
He knows how to do it.
Lank uh-huh. is good at hitting things, which is a great comfort. Whoop, there goes one of them. That is 20, and total of 20, 7 of which are radiant.
All right. Lank is just hacking away at Strahd. He definitely you're sinking in and damaging him in his flesh, but this outstretched arm to Nick's throat is just like an iron rod. It's just immovable. And Nick is sort of scrabbling crazily at the hand. He's going to try to get away, but before he does, in the blink of an eye, he is dragged away into the corner.
Oh, no!
And in fact, about 10 feet up the wall.
Oh, what? Oh.
As Strahd just sort of climbs up with one free hand, as if just climbing up a rope ladder or something like that.
Gross.
And then Nick is going to try to escape Strahd's grasp. And he fails.
Mm.
So he is still gripped by this undead lord. And Strahd is going to sink his teeth again, or attempt to, into Nick's flesh. And yeah, you see a spurt of blood shoot up as Strahd sinks his teeth into Nick's throat again.
Oh, fuck.
And you see the recent wounds that Lank inflicted on his arm sort of scab over. Esmeralda's going to take that opportunity to try to fire off another bolt of energy, this one crackling with just pure electricity. She's going to fling it in the direction of Strahd. She says, "Watch out, Nick!" And she flings it over. But she's maybe trying to be maybe a little too careful, and it crashes into the wall, sort of on the opposite side of Strahd.
Jeez.
Says Will.
Yes!
So yeah, Rafina, you had been smashed in the face, and then not a second later, Strahd is clinging to a wall, feeding on the flesh and blood of good old Nick over in the corner of the room. What are you doing?
I am going to perform Mass Cure Wounds, so a wave of healing energy washes out from the point radiating from just around where Bathwack is. Wait, am I going to be able to reach Nick from there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I have to move first.
So I need to actually have the circle start. Because each square is... Ah, damn it.
5 feet.
I need to get Nick. I guess I don't know how much healing is going to help him while he's in the middle of being feasted upon. But I need to heal these other guys. I'm just going to have to heal the ones that I can reach and hope that it distracts Strahd. Alright, so I'm going to heal the other peoples.
That munching sound is Strahd munching on Nick's.
Oh, sorry.
The other problem with corn chips.
It's Foley work. I told Alex to do that. We talked ahead of time. I'm like, make sure you have an unending bag of corn chips and no dip in which to soften their crunch.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm going to eclipse. I mean, Will isn't hurt.
No, so, not at all.
So well, like Bathback is going to be at the very edge of the circle. And I'll get Lank as well and myself.
All right.
It's appreciated.
How does it work? Does everybody get the same amount? Do you distribute it? What does that one do?
Each target regains hit points equal to 3d8 plus my spellcasting ability modifier.
Yeah. So go ahead and roll your healing there.
All right.
Is this accompanied by a song as well or a dance? What happens? How does this magic manifest itself in our world?
I can't think about that while I'm trying to figure out how to roll. 14
total.
It's only going to give them 14 each. Man, that stinks.
Is it each or is it?
It's each.
Yep, 14 each. That's a lot of healing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? 56 total. So.
Just going to sing a defiant la la la.
You hold. Everybody holds their ears in what you think is pain, but you realize it actually feels kind of nice.
Thank you.
Welcome.
And is there anything else Rafina is doing?
Actually, I'm going to go a little bit closer to Nick in case I can heal him next time. So I'm going to pass by Link. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3 squares to the left.
All right. So Rafina is the one closest to Strahd and Nick. Lanka's a few steps behind, and then the circle contains Esmeralda, Will, Bathwack, and Bernard sitting, panting, patiently. Aww. Like a dog, because he is a dog.
Yeah.
But is he a dog? No, he's Will's dead brother. Will, your dead brother is sitting like a dog in this circle with you.
Yeah.
Your friend Nick, your oldest friend in the Valley of Barovia, is being feasted upon by an undead vampire.
And I
That's
am
redundant.
Like so weak. I don't have much to do. I can cast like Eldritch Blast.
Mm.
I'm trying to think creatively. The one thing I'm trying to think of is whether if I use my locket to transform Bernard into something larger, and me and him go over and throw our weight into this, what's it called? Tomb.
Sarcophagus.
Is there a lid that we could potentially
yes.
knock off?
There's a clear lid.
Because I'm going to desecrate the fuck out of his brother to see if that distracts him. There you go, Will. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to transform Bernard really quickly. My head's probably going to fall off. I'm supposed to roll a whatever? I can't
remember. D100.
I haven't done that in a while.
D100.
I haven't done that in a while either,
so I need to figure it out.
I'm really scared of what's going to happen.
We'll see what happens.
I mean, because it sucks if he transforms into like an ant or something like that. But my goal is to transform him into. I mean, do I think that the bear's the most powerful, or would a spider be powerful? It's a spider. Like, I don't know. They're not like ants.
You would probably think the bear is
the bear is
probably
the strongest.
The most powerful.
Okay, that's what I'm going to try. That's going to be my goal.
Okay.
All right, it is a 45.
Okay.
Oh no. I'm so scared. I probably just screwed up. I'm trying to think creatively because I have to because I don't have anything good, guys. I'm really sorry. Oh no. Oh no. What is that face? Oh no. Oh no.
All right, so you focus and you're like, I'm going to switch you super, super fast, mm-hmm. Bernard. And, You go, and poof, there it is, Bernard in the flesh. I'll change the icon here in a second.
Oh, no. It is Bernard?
It is Bernard,
like
yes.
Okay.
But also,
oh, no.
You see Frederick appear
Uh-oh.
In quasit form
oh, no.
before you, okay. and you see Madeline appear
oh,
in pseudo-dragon form appear, and you also see in front of you an imp appear.
Uh-oh, what does that mean?
And these creatures all start babbling away. They're like, where are we? What's going on? Hey, what the fuck? What's happening? happening?
Oh my god, what the fuck?
In amongst the voices, you hear a familiar voice that you haven't heard in quite some time. Uh-oh. Say, "What is this?" And you immediately recognize it as the voice of Casper.
Oh, that grosses me out, but I'm gonna, everyone's gonna die.
I don't remember who's Casper.
Do I have to, that's the crime boss I killed to take over my town.
Oh, this isn't a relative.
No, he's not a relative. Okay. He's a really bad guy. He was Madeline's lover and stuff.
All right. He was the crime boss, yeah.
Very bad guy.
But you do sense you have dominance and control over all of these creatures.
That's weird, because I've never seen him before.
Even Casper?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay, well, do I have to roll for, like, being distracted, or can I
assemble my wits? I'll let you decide how Will would respond to that.
I've been through a lot of weird shit. I think that I would just be like, well, the more the merrier. I'm going to try to push this coffin lid off. So everybody, do your best to push this coffin lid off, this sarcophagus lid off. And I'm going to go over. Oh, man. I actually picture it's me, Bernard, Madeline, and Frederick. And then I elbow Casper out of the circle because fuck that guy.
Okay.
Oh my god. I didn't know that would happen. Okay.
All right. So go ahead and roll me three strength checks. Four strength checks.
Oh, for all of us. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. What do I add to it? That's an 18.
Just roll the four die and I'll figure it out.
Five. One. 11.
All right. So basically, All of you are just straining away.
Mm-hmm.
All the while, Casper is just laying into you with profanities.
Oh,
just degrading you in every possible sense of the word. Most of it you've heard before.
Yeah.
At certain times, you know, whenever he felt like being super abusive.
Yeah.
But yeah, he also is spiraling away across the room as you elbowed him as this tiny imp.
Yeah.
Bernard seems to do most of the work,
okay.
But the top of the tomb starts to grind away.
Okay.
And you're able to push it.
Favorite sound.
You're able to push it off of the top of the tomb, and it slides off and shatters into pieces.
Okay.
Once it hits the marble floor below, and lying beneath the lid of this tomb looks like perfectly.
It's a lake.
Preserved.
Yeah, it's just you just look in, it's like you're just looking across the surface of a lake. You know, it's not full of water, it's like looking at a lake.
Oh my god.
No, perfectly preserved is the body of Sergei von Zarevich.
Oh, that's weird. Oh no, do I immediately suspect he's a vampire? That's weird. I
immediately slam the lid back on.
Someone glue this back together!
You start scrambling, picking up the pieces, trying to put them on.
Oh, crap.
Oops, sorry, I tiled the wrong sarcophagus. Slam.
Strahd shouts, "How dare you!"
Yes!
He drops Nick, who comes crashing to the ground.
Oh.
And, is that your whole turn, by the way?
I don't know. Is that all I can do? I'm assuming. Yeah. I summoned a million familiars.
Million familiars.
And knocked the lid off.
And Strahd dashes up the wall onto the ceiling and starts scurrying over. Towards the tomb.
Oh, get out of here, you.
He's on the ceiling. Okay. He's not on the ground.
And how high is the ceiling?
30 feet.
Oh, that's a high ceiling. Okay.
And it is Strahd's turn. One thing I've neglected to mention, that he does seem to be still sort of bubbling away at the sunlight that is streaming through this room. You can tell it's from that, because it's always the side of him that's facing the holy symbol that Bathwack is carrying.
Hmm.
But he is going to scurry the rest of the way until he's sort of directly over the tomb. And then he's going to reach out with sort of both hands. He's still somehow clinging to the ceiling, even though his hands aren't even touching.
These bugs are disgusting. They're everywhere. It's horrible. Sorry. And, look at them.
And
it's a
bugs
cloud.
Fill the room. Ah! Swarms of tiny
They're making
insects.
Me itchy. I'm sorry.
There's a scorpion on the ceiling. No, he reaches out with both hands and he starts sort of shouting out, but it's in this weird squeaking, skittering tongue that none of you recognize.
And it almost like Alvin and the Chipmunks record played backwards.
It almost hurts to hear it. It doesn't actually hurt, but it feels like it does. And then suddenly from between the bars at the top of the ceiling, these swarms of bats come flying into the room. And these swarms of bats come flying in to the circle and down into the room.
Oh my god, they're everywhere.
They get close enough and begin to attack. They attack Esmeralda. They miss. They're going to swarm at you, Will. And that is a 12 to hit.
I believe that enough. Is a miss. Yeah.
Bathwack, it is a 7 to hit.
Miss.
But they do hit Madeline. They miss Bernard. And they hit Frederick.
Okay.
So they do 5 damage each to Madeline and Frederick.
Okay.
Who aren't dead and
I'm
disappeared
surprised.
It, but they're close. So there's 5 different swarms of bats now in this room, sort of fluttering about.
Oh, how do you fight a swarm of bats? This is ridiculous.
Oh, let's find out. Bathwack, there's a swarm of bats all around you. How do you fight them?
I ignore them for the time being.
Yeah.
You said it's 30 feet high?
Yeah.
Oh.
Strahd is clinging to the ceiling, almost directly above you. Looking down on his long-dead brother, recently irreverently revealed by Will Pompeian.
Woo!
Anytime Will can be irreverent, he loves it.
No, I just know what could piss someone off. I'm perfect at that.
That's your number one skill?
Yep.
So Bathwack's just staring.
You're the bat thwacker. You should be able to
whack
those
I just
bats.
Peeping up at the ceiling. Huh?
Yeah, pretty much. How in the world am I going to hit him?
Throw a bat at him.
Whack him, whack him.
How tall is the tomb?
3 feet high.
And the pedestal that it's on?
Yeah, it's a couple steps up. It's maybe, what would that be? What's 2 steps? I forget what the average height
of a
riser is. A foot or so off the ground, maybe a foot and a half, something like that.
Hmm.
I don't think he'd be in reach if you stood up on the edge of the sarcophagus and tried to slash at him with your sword.
He's way up there.
Do that.
What?
Do that.
Yeah, I'm trying, but the problem is this.
Jump! You're already
Oh, no, yeah, I've got it. Yeah, okay, that's what we're gonna do.
Okay.
We're gonna put it on the ceiling.
Ceiling of fire.
Yeah, so I'm gonna pull out my, my well-earned spell scroll that I got by dodging all kinds of bits of bed and candlesticks and...
I remember that room.
Yeah. And I'll use it to cast Wall of Fire on the ceiling.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Awesome.
All right. Okay,
so it's 20 feet high. So that gives us 10 feet of clearance underneath the
Everybody's
firewall.
Fine.
1 foot thick. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to... let's see. I want to make sure, so the wall is opaque, and I want to make sure that Strahd is in view of the holy symbol the whole time.
Ooh.
So I'm going to put the Wall of Fire behind him, relative to me.
Okay.
So that he's forced to be exposed to the sunlight.
Mm.
Got it. Okay.
But I mean, all these technical rules, right? But I mean, basically there's a hot side and a cold side to the firewall. Obviously, the hot side is going to be
towards him.
Up towards him.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm going to have it just cut all the way across the, I think I can, 60 feet long. So, and 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, yeah. So it's just going to cut the room in half.
Whoa.
In the ceiling.
Very cool. All right. Awesome. And I think he has to make a dexterity saving throw.
Yeah, that's right.
All
right.
So what's your spell save DC?
It's 18.
18. All right. So he has to roll a 10 or better to save against this this damage. And I think he probably still takes it. Yeah, so roll your 5d8 fire damage, and we'll see if he takes full damage or half.
Okay.
He rolled 14, so that's a total of 23. So he will take half of whatever damage you you roll there. He sort of ducks right, he'll take 14. Away. 14. Okay. Looks like he felt pretty confident up there on the ceiling out of reach of all of you. He didn't see any javelins in your javelin holder, Bathwack. And so he seems to be caught by surprise. He is able to dodge out of the way of the wall, but it looks like he, to do so, sacrifices his grip on the ceiling. And he lets go and drops down and sort of lands cat-like right next to the sarcophagus.
Okay. All right, so he can go under the wall now, so he's fine.
And as he lands, he reaches out and lashes out at you, Lang. And that is
do I not get an attack of opportunity as he enters my field of vision?
Nope, you do not. And that is a 16 to hit you.
That misses.
Okay. So yeah, he's too busy landing all cool, like, superhero style. And his claws sort of rake into your armor instead of your flesh. But yeah, this undead god creature has jumped down from this wall of fire that's sprung up on the ceiling, which is raging above. Good thing you're still able to suppress your terrible fear of fire, Lank, or else this would be very distracting.
That is fortunate. That is very fortunate.
It's momentarily alarming, but you're able to work through it. You and your therapist have talked about this. This is one of the scenarios you've role-played, so you're able to get through it. So, with that not being too much of a concern, what are you doing about the more pressing threat, this undead lord?
Going back to the axe, I don't know, when do I get to use, like, how many spell slots do I have? I didn't think I had any.
You do not have any spell slots.
So, when would I be able to use Cone of Cold again?
You feel like you could do it right now.
Oh. Well, now seems like as good a time as any.
Okay. That being said, it is a 60-foot cone that radiates out from you towards wherever direction you'd like. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
It has to be 60, not any smaller, right?
If I sidestep him like that, is that acceptable?
Yeah, so you're able to stay within distance with him so he won't get to take an extra attack, even though he seems to get to take lots of extra attacks. But yeah, you're able to sort of slip around him.
Okay. So then he has to save against 15, we determined, I believe?
Yes, it was 15.
I think it's awesome that you're casting this, you're using this, the Star of Ice and Hate's gift under this raging inferno.
This is the actual finale of Game of Thrones, guys. This is the song of Ice and Fire.
Seriously.
All right. So he does save. So go ahead and roll your 8d8, and he'll take half of that. As he sort of just like tenses up.
Should I just do 4d8?
No, do 8d8, and we'll halve it.
18.
Got it. 18 cold damage. All right. So yeah, this sort of frost builds up, not as significant as before. It's interesting to see the magic of this cone of cold interact with the flames above, because as the cone spreads out, sort of at the far side of the room, they sort of are interplaying around one another, and neither one seems to want to cede to the other, and they sort of swirl around each other before the cone of cold eventually just dissipates under, you know, it's a, you know, an instantaneous sort of thing.
I was hoping they were going to, like, join forces and become a cold of really hot cold.
Icy hot. It's an icy hot patch just falls to the floor.
Whoa, invented icy hot! That's amazing. We're gonna need it after.
I'm going to take another swing with the holy axe then.
Alright, go ahead.
That is 18 to hit.
All right, that hits.
That is a total of 15 damage, of which 3 is radiant.
All right. So yeah, you see this again, this radiant energy sort of frying out into his flesh. Behind you, as you're laying into him, Nick is sort of sputtering and gasping to his feet. He's sort of holding a hand to his throat, and he is going to stagger over into the protection that the magic circle, you at least hope, offers. And Esmeralda is going to turn to him and puts a hand on his shoulder, and you see this sort of shimmery energy reminiscent of Batwax spell that he cast on Rafina, sort of shimmer around Nick. She says, "There, there." And you think he may be sort of extra protected here. So yeah, Rafina, you see a lot of your friends sort of hold up in this cylinder. There's this magical wall of flame above you. You're on the cold side of it, so to speak, so you actually don't feel any heat radiating out from it, though you did see it singe Strahd before he fell to the ground. And Lank is standing between you and the vampire. There's also these clouds of bats swarming everywhere that seem to be trying not too efficiently to claw and bite into some of your friends. So, with all that in mind, what are you doing?
Unfortunately, I had to change my... I had to switch my attention, and I had to drop the shield around you.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes. This turtly protection dripped away.
Turtly protection!
It fell away, like the leathery skin of a turtle egg has a... as this tiny creature hatches forth from it.
Aww. I really want to engage him in conversation, but we're a little busy. I guess we just have to keep fighting.
Maybe if we're all in the circle, he'll conversate with you.
Alright, so your circle's still going strong, huh?
It's not my circle, it's Esmeralda's. I don't know how long.
I mean, but you're in it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm in it.
Alright, well, the bats don't bother me, plus they're not bothering me. So.
Well said.
So, I'm gonna pull out my spiritual weapon. So, a giant spork appears overhead. I aim it right at his head.
All right.
The spork is partially engulfed in flame.
No, it's a flaming spork. It's awesome.
That's true. All right, go ahead and roll your attack with your spiritual spork.
That's the newest flavor.
Yep. Yeah, it's a total
spiritual spork.
Yep.
I actually want to try.
Everybody
that.
Is like, "How is this D&D related?" I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Also, what flavor is it?
Spork.
It's got tiny bits of spork.
Tastes like communion wafers. All right, a total of 20.
All right, that hits Strahd von Zarevich. So go ahead and roll your damage.
Boop a doop a doop. Plus 3. 7.
Okay. So, this huge, massive spork, something most of you have never seen before.
Not true. That's what Lank threw through his head.
Oh, that's so true. You've all seen a spork. Clearly.
It's the one spork that we've ever seen. But it definitely inspired you.
So this spork appears in the air above Rafina's head, and it sort of plunges down with great force through this sheet of fire into Strahd von Zarevich. And it strikes into and through his chest and pushes him backwards and down and pins him almost on top of, but into the side of the sarcophagus containing Sergei. So he sort of slumped up against it.
Yeah.
With this blow, Strahd seems very, very badly off. Not necessarily... I mean, you don't think that magical spiritual sporks are his weakness. You think that he's just been dealt a lot of grievous injuries, and this is just the latest one. So he's sort of slumped back against the sarcophagus there, and he's going to reach up and try to punch you, Lank, but it is a very weak blow, and it just sort of taps into your thigh.
Oh.
And Will,
I'm not the one who just sporked you, bro.
That was before.
Yeah. That wasn't even you.
Yeah.
And, Will, it is your turn. You see,
well, there's bats all in my face.
Eating utensils. Yes, there are bats swarming all around you.
Yeah. I was thinking that I have this, I'm trying to shuffle around in my bag because I'm running out of options. I'm going to duck down. Uh-huh. I'm going to pull out this pouch of silver marbles that I got from that, what we know was like a gun in that vault or whatever. Tomb.
Mm-hmm.
And this is crazy. Okay. So I don't know if this is going to work. You could just have to tell me if this is not even a thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to cast Shocking Grasp on these marbles and try to throw them in the air so that they hit a bunch of bats.
Okay.
Does that work?
That sounds great.
Okay.
So roll,
like, I'm casting Shocking Grasp as I throw these metal marbles.
Sure.
And hopefully there's, like, a cloud of electrocution going on.
Okay.
To zap a bunch of bats.
All right. So roll, roll a ranged spell attack.
Okay.
Or just a ranged attack, I guess.
Because this, yeah, I mean, it's a touch, but I'm touching them.
Uh-huh. That'll be with the damage.
Oh, I'm going to re-roll. Wait, that was a two. I have, I just want to check and make sure that I haven't used it. I haven't used any. Sweet. Okay, I'm going to re-roll. That was 14. So that is I can't add. Mm-hmm. That's 23.
Okay. Yeah, that definitely hits.
Okay.
So how does damage usually work on Shocking Grasp?
2d8 damage.
Okay.
And actually, what I'm trying to do is throw them also mostly at Bathwack. I know that's gross, you guys, but
that's disgusting.
Bathwack is way stronger, and he seems to be dealing lots of damage. So I'm trying to, like I said, my movement is that I'm ducking and trying to fly away from the bats that are around me.
Yeah.
And I'm throwing them kind of at the bats in his general direction, hopefully not shocking him, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I shock Bathwack, you know. It's not terrible.
Well, roll your damage.
Okay.
I'd get over it.
Yeah, just get over it, all right? I'm trying to do something nice. 8! I keep rolling 8s with this. That's 7! That's good.
Okay.
15.
Yep. So these ball bearings, which you know are shot, basically, for a rifle, but Will doesn't know that.
Yeah.
Sort of toss them up into the air, and they crackle with this yellow electric energy that sort of shoots between them and then starts radiating out to the different bats in the swarm, and sort of seems to spread outward in this sort of crackle, like kind of like one of those cool fireworks that goes, you know, sort of spreads out. And
I've invented fireworks, you guys.
Yep.
They're really, really low to the ground. You only can see them if you're right next to them. Sorry. Lamest fireworks ever.
And most of the bats squeal and fall to the floor, and the rest sort of flutter off and away.
I helped!
Nice!
That swarm of bats is gone.
Oh, but I have to move my guy. But I don't know if I would have moved away from the bats. So you can move the bats. I just, like, ducked and did that. That's what I was...
Okay.
It's not very far.
They're not attached to you, so you can move out of their swarm, basically.
Okay.
So, this, undead, vampire, lord, guy, creature, man, straw dude.
Man, dude, this is, like, the most poetic.
I know. My flowery DM language. He's, been dealt this blow by this huge hybrid eating utensil.
Hybrid!
And he sort of scrabbles up and turns around, and it looks like he's trying to get to his feet by sort of pulling himself up on the edge of this this sarcophagus. And he looks down at the face of his brother below him, and he just starts bursting out sobbing anew.
Oh!
just weeping, just inconsolably weeping.
Wow.
He's just shuddering all over with this. He staggers to his feet. He just happens to just catch glimpse of Bathwack through his tears and stumbles after him, and he rebounds off of the surface of this circle and turns around and staggers back and whirls and sees you, Lank, and sort of comes back to where he was and reaches out to attempt to swipe at you. And that is a 28 to hit.
Ooh.
Oh, wow, that hits you.
Yep. So that does 8 bludgeoning damage. He sort of grabs a hold of your thick beard and wrenches his fist tight up under your chin.
Yikes.
And then he pulls you towards him and attempts to sink his teeth. Ugh. He's not even going for your throat. He's just trying to go for the nearest exposed flesh. So it's kind of like the ball of your cheek underneath your left eye socket. And that is a 21 to hit.
That does hit.
All right. So that does 7 piercing damage as his teeth sink into you. And you feel this sort of heat sort of being pulled out of you. Mm. And it deals 10 necrotic damage to you. Mm. And your maximum hit point is reduced by that. Maximum hit point total is reduced by 10.
Well, that sucks.
I just healed that guy.
And you see Strahd's spork holes sort of close over.
No, not the spork holes.
Sporkles. The cloud of bats does follow you, Will, and attempts to sort of bite into you. It's an 8 to hit.
No!
They try to hurt Esmeralda, and that, for them, they've gone to the bully lanes.
Oh, no!
And,
that's a turkey! 3 in a row. Well, not in a row, but...
Seriously.
Not in a row.
3 tonight.
And you can see them sort of slash and bite into her. They don't do a ton of damage. They're also going to try to hit your familiars again. There, Will.
Oh.
Alright, so that hits Bernard and does some damage. Madeline poofs out of existence.
Oh, sorry!
Frederick is able to sort of hop out of the way. And this other cloud goes up to you, Rafina. And that is a 10 to hit, which I doubt hits.
Doesn't, yeah.
So you're able to kind of swat them away.
Shoo!
But Bathwack, your vision is free and unobscured by these swarms of bats. You're standing within this magic circle, and Lank is being tortured by Strahd with his tight grasp and his sharp teeth. Bats sort of flutter all around you, but not on you directly. So what are you doing here with this momentary, at least, free line of sight?
I think Bathwack is convinced that Strahd has to die.
Mm.
Coming into the room, he wasn't sure.
Okay.
So he's going to charge out of the circle and run at Strahd and try to hit him with the longsword.
Okay. All right. Back to basics for
basics. Yeah.
For Bathwack. So go ahead and roll your attack.
17.
That does hit Strahd von Zarevich.
So then, on a hit, I can expend spell slots to deal radiant damage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll burn up a third level spell slot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Let's see. So it's 11 slashing damage, and then Strahd is undead, right?
He is undead.
And an additional 24 radiant damage.
Nice.
It's 4d8 plus an extra 1d8 because he's
undead.
Yeah,
he's definitely undead. He's super undead. If there's anything in the spell about being super undead, you can add that. He's definitely undead. All right, so Bathwack, you exclaimed earlier about not being one to deal mercy on this day to this foe that has dogged you over these past few weeks, aka over 2 years, and an elephant was born. period of time. Your words seem to have proved prophetic. This holy symbol you've held out has been sort of eating away into him, of course, aided by your friends, but this final blow from your sword slashes deep into him, and yes, the blade does damage him, but then outward from this sword, this holy energy, you could feel it thrumming from within you, from that still place, that waterfall, sort of shoots out and just sort of seems to explode out through Strahd's chest, and he takes this great gasping inhalation and staggers backwards, just has this shocked look. These tears are still just streaming down his face.
Oh my god, this is horrible.
And then he takes a step forward, and he's like sort of reaching out towards, looks like Sergei in his sarcophagus there. And then basically, as if pole-axed, he stiffens and just falls backwards on his back onto the marble floor, his head just smashing against the step of this platform. And he lays there just staring transfixed up at the marble ceiling above. As he does, these bats sort of scatter away, fleeing from this scene, almost in horror, maybe, as the Lord of Barovia lies, you don't know, immobilized, unconscious, dead on the floor of his brother's tomb.
We're still in initiative?
No.
Burn him! Burn him! Burn him! Can I cast bonfire under him?
Can we talk to Sergei? Can you do the thing where you talk to the dead people?
I could try, but burn him! He's gonna come alive again.
We need to kneel down and understand what's happened to Strahd.
Yeah.
Burn him.
Well, are Nick and I now, like...
I can banish him.
Budding vampires?
You're not sure yet. You'll have to take a more deep assessment of that. You don't feel the need to feast on blood yet, so there's that.
Yikes.
Esmeralda shouts out, says, you're shouting, burn him, burn him. Yeah. She pulls out and hands to you a stake. She says, here, stake him! That's what you got to do!
I don't know, why don't you stake him?
No, you do it!
She looks over and tosses the stake to Lank.
Do it!
Bathwack, the undead abomination before you, he's not breathing, though you don't know if he ever has been in your presence. You never really took note of that. But he doesn't seem to be reacting in any way. You're not sure exactly what state he's in. You've never really seen any creature like this in this form.
He's on his back, he's just sort of staring up at the
eyes unmoving.
Lank isn't hesitating.
Yeah. Do it, do it, do it! Will's just yelling that. Yeah, do it.
Okay. So you're
using the blunt end of the hand axe, Lank drives a stake through Strahd's heart.
I thought he was going to say use the blunt end of the stake. Just.
Why it's not this working! God, my hand hurts a lot!
I was like, why is he saying the blunt end? So confused.
The blunt end of the axe, I put the pointy end of the stake against Strahd's chest and drive it through his heart.
All right, so this the stake drives into the chest of Strahd von Zarevich, and sort of dark. It's definitely blood, but it's very, very dark, like dark, dark red blood. Just begins to start. Initially just sort of gushes for a second, then just starts seeping out and just starts soaking into his clothes. The magic circle disappears as Esmeralda turns and looks like she's maybe administering to Nick's wounds, Will, so you maybe feel a little bit more naked
yeah.
with that circle knot there. But otherwise, the vampire lord, you think, may be finished.
Okay, what do I say to Sergei? What should I ask?
Well, I'm expecting him to rise and kill us all, so maybe placate him first.
Hopefully nobody's noticed, but Bathwick has a tear in his eye.
Aww, whoa. I noticed.
Lank has not noticed. Lank is making sure that this...
Lank's just like stabbing him with his dagger.
Lank's removing his arms, his legs, his head.
Yep. God, I don't even know what to ask this guy because, like, he's a lake, so I'm confused. is Strahd, or how do we make sure Strahd is dead?
Okay. So you're using Speak with Dead on the body
I'm
of Sergei.
I'm kneeling next to it.
He forgot to use a spell, so he's just shouting at a corpse.
Punching it. Why won't you answer? Oh, wait a second. Uh-huh. I'm going to cast the spell.
Yeah.
And I ask the same question.
And I'm going to extinguish the light from the holy symbol.
Okay.
I'm going to start putting the robe of eyes back on.
You do your little come to me gross stuff from inside this cadaver and speak volumes to me.
Yeah.
And by volumes, I mean cryptic half sentences.
Yeah.
Five of them. But you're not able to draw anything out of this body.
Oh, really?
I knew it.
He's not there, huh? Oh, is he not dead? No.
Not dead in that way.
Stake him! Stake him! Stake him! Lank! Stake this guy!
Do we have another stake? Lank went to town with the first one.
It's in splinters. It's just...
Well,
no
it's just
stake.
Now, like, flush with his chest. We need pliers to get it.
Oh, God!
Stake! Stake! Esmeralda, kill him! Set him on fire! I'll cast bonfire into the coffin.
Okay.
Oh my All right. gosh.
So you cast create bonfire.
Yes.
Into this
panicking because
And immediately, flames sort of.
I thought you were saying he was jumping
explode.
Up.
Explode. Yeah.
That gesture. I thought he was jumping up at me.
Flames explode up and around the body of Sergei.
Yeah.
In the tomb, and he begins to his skin begins to melt,
oh,
and his clothes immediately are consumed
oh,
in,
man,
in
what
flame.
If there was money in there, you guys? Damn it! Dang it!
Yeah, he's starting to be consumed with fire. You don't see
and he's
any.
Not reacting.
You don't see any movement or anything
is
like that.
Is there any
that.
Part of him that isn't on fire that I can check? Like
for
his
money.
Shoes,
his middle toenail. no, it's all behaving as you would expect with this.
Okay.
Huge volume of fire, sort of filling this marble box with a dead body in
okay.
it.
Okay. Can I run around and inspect Strahd's body to see if there's anything that's good to take off of him?
Sure.
Yes!
You certainly can.
And I'm ready to cast bonfire if he fucking moves. Seriously. What do I roll?
Investigation.
That's an 18, bitch. I have no respect for the dead, apparently. That is a 24.
Okay. You start... You know, going through his clothes to see if there's anything.
Man,
that
he's, I always wanted to pickpocket him, and I never did.
Strahd. Yep. You uncover a locket, not your locket.
Ooh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's not your locket.
Okay.
Which, if you open it up, it has a picture of him on one side and of someone who looks exactly like Irina on the other side.
Ugh. That's so creepy. What a fucking weirdo. Can I... Okay, what else? Did I find anything else?
No. He doesn't have
Can
anything
I take...
Else on
is it like a painting? Or is it like... What is it
yeah.
in there?
Mm-hmm. It's not a photograph.
Well, this is ridiculous, guys. He has a locket of him and the lady he stalked for a while. What are we gonna do with that?
Let's toss him and the locket into the coffin, which is on fire.
Yes. Agreed! Because maybe at least, you know, Sergei can... Yeah, no, you know what? Throw them all in there. Let's throw it all in there. Let's make a big stew of gross stuff. Oh, sorry, Sergei, you're not so gross, but we thought you were a vampire, okay? I don't know why I'm talking to this dead guy. Let's throw it all in there.
But he didn't answer. What does that mean?
Maybe his soul isn't even there. Because he was a lake.
Oh, maybe. But, Lank, are you able to do any of your magic delving with your eyeballs?
I didn't see anything unusual, and now I see fire.
Mm-hmm. I saw Bathwack's token move. What's Bathwack doing during all of this?
I'm going back over to the switch in the wall. I'm trying to see if there's any way to raise this gate.
All right, we're trapped.
And we just set it on fire.
The firewall's still raging for another good 10 seconds.
Yeah, so you can get toasty if anybody's cold.
Good.
Yeah, the switch, I mean, it looks like it's broken off within the sort of housing that held it, so you don't see anything that you could maybe lever up. You're not really sure how you're going to get that to work.
Is Casper still here?
Yes.
Oh, you little fucker. All right.
He's just sort of, he's in the corner. He'd gotten harassed by a couple bats, and he's just sort of floating there. He's can fly. He's got little wings.
Yeah.
They're just sort of beating there. He's cowering in the corner.
He's kind cowering.
Of just peering out with his little beady imp eyes that look very familiar to you.
Okay, well, I'm going to let him sit over there if he's cowering. That's a good place for that. I was gonna tell him to do something, but I want him to cower in the corner. That's fine. I don't even want to address that. I was going to ask maybe Bernard if he could gather up the metal balls that I threw, because I like that move.
Okay.
I'm trying to gather those.
I'm going to start searching the walls. I know we found other secret passages in the okay. castle.
Got it. So Bathwack's searching the walls. You guys are going to prepare to dump Strahd into this conflagration in the center here? Lank and Will, I think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, toss him in.
All right. As you're doing that, Esmeralda stands up. She says, "Well, Nick's been taken care of," and she stands up and she's holding Nick's head.
What?
Oh shit!
What? What? Oh my god! Wait! What? No!
None of us noticed this at all. There
yeah,
was no.
Seriously? What the fuck?
Like, how did she do it?
Wait, no, you! What?
Does she have a score?
Put that head down!
Put that head down? No. Did Nick just, like, was Nick that complacent that he just, like, took it?
You're not sure?
Wait, did she do it because he was a vampire?
Are you asking her that?
Why did you do that?
Is Strahd already in the fire? Did we get him in there?
Yeah, did we get him in?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. What did we do? What the fuck is wrong with you, woman?
She's just kind of looking around at each of you, sort of in turn.
Oh my god. Oh god. Oh!
She says, it was time for him to be out of the way.
Oh god.
And as she says that, she drops his head. It thunks to the floor with a meaty thud.
Nick! No!
And from amongst her clothes, these sort of thick, billowing, purpley, smoky clouds begin to emanate outwards.
What?
And quicker than normal smoke would, it fills the room. Everybody, all you can see is just this purple smoke just swirling around you.
Oh my fucking fuck.
And, that's where we're gonna leave it for tonight.
Oh my god, no! No! No!
I object to somebody having their head cut off and we didn't notice.
Oh my god,
we're all distracted.
Nobody's that distracted.
Well, we trusted Esmeralda.
Oh my god.
I didn't. You shouldn't have either.
Neither did.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I'm just surprised it didn't make any noise.
None that anybody noticed, anyway.
Oh my god! Why is it 11:25? What the fuck? I want to play right now! This is so completely disturbing! How did that happen? A head cut off that's so gross and disturbing! I am disturbed, and it's Nick, and you killed Nick! I hate you!
I didn't do anything!
You ruined our lives!
I didn't do anything!
Oh my god, you've been wanting to do this forever!
Do what?
This whole 2 years, you've been trying to kill Nick.
Yeah, campaign's over. That's it. There's no more session.
Oh my god. You guys! Oh no.
Did we fail? We shouldn't have killed Strahd.
You can't ask that kind of question now.
Well, I know, but we can't fight the Swirly Man.
Why not?
Oh my god.
Well, I don't know how to fight him.
I was so... I was holding my hands over my ears that whole time, or like at my head, and then in frustration I hit them, and now I feel like I broke my headphones. That's what? How distressed I am.
Are they unplugged?
I can't hear properly out of them. Yeah? Okay. I'm so distressed right now. Oh my god, did I break them?
Can you hear us?
I can hear, but like it sounds weird. Maybe I just gave myself a concussion. I hit them so hard my eardrums exploded. I swear to god I am so... You guys! Oh my god! You killed Nick and we didn't even have a chance.
I didn't do anything.
Stop saying that. I hate that joke. You totally... He's trying to escape the screen. He's leaning. He doesn't want anyone to see him. Oh my god. You guys. Nick was like the best guy. I don't like
how
this.
How could Madame Eva do this to us?
Yeah, that is...
And her card was the card of the mists. God damn it.
Oh my god.
She'll help you greatly in the battle against darkness. If it's... That's gotta be her. Well, she did help us greatly, and she threw you the stake,
but,
right?
But what... Against darkness? I mean, come on.
She threw Lank the stake? Who'd she... Me! She tried to give it to me, and then I gave it to Lank? Or no, she gave it to Lank?
Well, Lank just used his axe.
No. He used his axe to hammer
Will
it in.
Will tossed it to Lank.
Esmeralda did.
Oh my god, I can't even breathe. Oh no. You know what also sucks is that, like, who is the swirly fucking man? What the fuck?
Well, he's not Rahadin.
Yeah, clearly, I had already suspected that he could not possibly be dead because I still have powers. And it was too easy. And now, this lady? Maybe she's dead in the dungeon somewhere too. Maybe when she came...
Which lady? You mean Esmeralda?
Back, yeah. Maybe, like, when she popped into existence when we were at Baba Lasaga's house, she was already the Swirly Man or something. Wait, when was that? That was before the Amber Temple?
So, wait, she's a Cylon?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn toasters.
There are so many things. That I want. Oh my god!
I mean, but he was talking about how evil the Amber Temple was. I feel like the Swirly Man would kind of like it, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Really, I remember when I was talking to the Swirly Man in the Amber Temple, and it was after Esmeralda walked away, and then when she came back, he disappeared. So he fucking... That is so... But I still don't know what that means. And Nick's
why would
head
he-
is off.
Why would he kill... Okay, well, we're not going to... Okay, so it was time for Nick to be out of the way. I think it was just time to be unveiled. But why would she kill Nat?
I don't know, and I still don't even know that, and I'm really sad about it all the time in real life. Katie is always sad about that. I'm so sad about Nat. Oh my god, you killed Nick, and now we have a cliffhanger. I'm going to harass you until we play again, like I usually do, but it's going to be worse.
I don't think that's possible.
You're going to live in a living hell! You killed Nick!
Do we have any theories about what we should do?
Well, what was it? The smoke is it going to be another, like, misty visions, mystical visions?
I have no freaking spells left.
I know, neither do I. I think I have one spell and then just cantrips.
Battle against darkness. Battle against darkness. But...
Maybe she was just killed. Maybe she's just dead. And that's totally what it is.
That's why,
right?
She didn't have her accident at the beginning of this episode.
Look her up on whereshergrave.com or whatever.
Oh my god! You, that was so evil. We were all doing shit. We were lifting a dead body. We were setting things on fire. And you were... How did you kill him that fast? I hate you. How did you do that? Look at him. He's so happy to have
you
dead.
I know, and we didn't...
And I have this scroll of Revivify, but it says it doesn't work, like, if body parts aren't there. But what if I connect the body parts?
Let's stick them together.
And then I cast it. Will that work?
Also,
I just thought, man, the way you said she's taking care of Nick.
Oh my god, I know.
I'm like, oh good, she's healing his wounds, everything's good.
Yeah. I am like, that's a big blow, dude.
You've crossed a line. Eric feels so much better now. He's no longer nervous. In order for Eric not to be nervous, Katie has to be really upset.
I have to be ready for next week.
Oh my god, I can't do this. I can't. That's so upsetting.
Well, we still have the Hellhounds.
What, to make up for Nick?
Yeah, I know. Like, oh my god.
No, to eat Esmeralda. To eat the Swirly Man.
Yeah, what day works best? Because I can't.
Tomorrow?
I know, like, right now? Does right now work the best?
Can you do it right now?
Oh my god. I'm so upset.
Thanks a lot, Eric. Like,
oh my god.
You're welcome.
You know what? Eric's like, you're like a sociopath or like a psycho. Because you don't even, you have no feeling. Nick has been around since the beginning and he's so innocent. He loves Bathwack. Now someone else has to love Bathwack and it can't be me.
It must be you.
It must be me.
I forgot to mention that was the Nick's head. His last gasping.
Oh, stop breath it! Was,
well, he must love Beth.
Oh my god, stop it! You.
He's a sociopath.
I should have known that he would try to kill Nick. I thought he was going to do it in the battle.
We knew he was going to be disposable.
I am so sad right now. Look at him just looking at his phone.
I'm telling you.
I can't weigh in on the conversation.
This is
I just
awful.
Had a different experience than the rest of you.
Yeah, you surprised us, so you're satisfied.
That's not what I'm feeling right now.
What are you feeling?
I'm not saying.
Why? Why can't you say your feelings?
Because I know things you don't know.
Okay, is Nick actually evil and Esmeralda's so good and we just didn't know it the whole time?
This is all a dream.
I can't.
I wonder if does it have anything to do with the vision? They're not who they seem.
What vision?
When you say something like that.
Who?
I don't know. I never knew who they were.
Yeah, oh my god! Alex! That thing that happened with Esmeralda, what was the thing? I wrote it down. When we were outside the Amber Temple, it said, "This is your last chance. Pray that one of them works out for you."
Who said that?
It was a voice that me and you heard, just Rafina and...
Oh, I vaguely Will
heard, but I think we've brought it up in conversation in character, so I think everyone knows this. And then Esmeralda looked really worried or, like, freaked out by that. Which is what made Will suspicious of her at first, but then he doesn't know anything about Nat, so he was kind of like, all right, maybe she's fine.
That's the very first time you're suspicious of her?
That was the first time, just because okay. It was really weird. Like, her reaction to it seemed like she knew more than what she was letting on, because we didn't know what that meant. And she seemed to, like, know what that meant.
Yeah.
But I turned to her and asked her, remember, I turned to her and was like, what does that mean? Why are you so freaked out? And she was just like, I don't know. It's so weird. That's what she said.
That's not her voice.
Which was really weird.
That's exactly her voice. Very good.
I can't even. Oh my god. You cut Nick's head off. Do you know how, like, scary of an image that is, Eric? Look at him just sipping on his water.
There's no water guys, here.
He's sipping on nothing! He's a sociopath!
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.